Who are the Holy Angels? Excerpts from The Holy Angels by Father R. O. Kennedy, Neil Upstadt, Timotheus O'Keefe, Imprimatur Henricus Edradus, Archbishop of Westminster, October 21, 1887. The Angels. The meaning of the word angel is messenger. That name is given to those pure spirits because such is the relation they bear to God and us. Their principal duty, however, is the same as the office of the blessed in heaven, to see, love, bless, and enjoy God forever and ever. Among the ancients there were many who believed there was nothing in the world but what could be seen or perceived by the senses. The Sadducees, for instance, did not believe in the existence of spirits. It is the boast of modern atheists and rationalists that there is nothing but nature and the forces of nature. With some of them, there are no angels. Some of the Greek philosophers held that there was angels, but that these angels had bodies, not indeed corporal, dense bodies like ours, but bodies suitable to their nature, thin, airy, star-like bodies. Some even of the fathers, on account of the angels being represented as having the appearance of men, seem to favor the theory of their having bodies. Petavius says that Irenaeus, Tertullian, Origen, and others held this doctrine. Now Catholics say that the angels are pure spirits, because wherever in Scripture they are introduced, they are simply called by the name of spirit. Quote, "Are they not all ministering spirits?" End quote. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. "Who makest thy angels spirits?" Psalm 53. The Fourth Council of Latrian has defined that, quote, "God created together out of the beginning of time, out of nothing, both classes of creatures, spiritual and corporal, the angelic to wit and the material, and then the human, as a composite of both spirit and body," end quote. Even Aristotle says, quote, "All nations believe that there are individual intelligences beyond the sky, that these are subject to no change and to no passion, that they are in enjoyment of the fullest and most perfect life, which consists not so much in action as in contemplation, that they have a king, that they differ from men, and are inconceivably more excellent." End quote. Question. How did these men conceive the idea of an angel? Answer. We can only answer by conjecture, perhaps from the responses of idols or their prophecies, perhaps from the motions of the heavenly bodies, or from some extraordinary facts which we were not to be explained by any knowledge they had of nature, or better and more likely, from the ancient tradition of the patriarchs. Cardinal Newman's notion of the angels before he became a Catholic will prove interesting. Quote, "It was, I suppose, to the Alexandrian school and to the early church that I owe in particular what I definitely held about the angels. I viewed them not only as the ministers employed by the Creator in the Jewish and Christian dispensations, as we find on the face of the Scripture, but as carrying on, as the Scripture also implies, the economy of the visible world. I considered them as the real causes of motion, life, and light, and of those elementary principles of the physical universe, which, when offered in their developments to our senses, suggest to us the notion of cause and effect, and of what are called the laws of nature. This doctrine I have drawn out into the sermon of Michaelmas Day, written in 1831. I say of the angels, every breath of air, and ray of light and heat, every beautiful prospect is, as it were, the skirts of their garments, the waving of the robes of those whose faces see God." End quote. Now, what would our reason tell us? This: we are persuaded of the innate nobility of spirit, but as it exists in us, it is united with a strange and, to it, repugnant nature, hampering, fettering, clouding, perplexing it. Then we say, if there be a just God, putting everything in due order, order being heaven's first law, there ought to be a world of spirit alone. Again, we look at ourselves and find that we are a compound of material and immaterial. The material we find existing outside us, by itself alone. We look, therefore, for the immaterial existing by itself alone, in this order. 1. Material. 2. Material and immaterial united. 3. Immaterial. If we look to the visible world, we find this gradation: mineral world in the lowest grade, vegetable world nobler, animal world noblest. God, who is a pure spirit, says the great Bossuet, wished to create spirits like himself, pure and immaterial like him, living by intelligence and love, spirits that would know him and love him, as he knows himself and loves himself, and who, like him, would be happy in simply knowing and loving the first great being, and he is himself happy in knowing himself and loving himself, and for that very reason they bear on their nature a divine character, which makes them after his image and likeness.